Hi, I'm Celeste Headley. I'm here with Lynn Scherr, who's sitting in for John Hockenberry today and tomorrow. Good morning.
Morning, Celeste. Great to be with you. Let's start with a check of the morning's top news. The new U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, has been laying out the U.S. strategy and goals in Afghanistan and talking to President Obama.
The president and I sat down in the Oval Office, and he expressed very clearly that what he wants from me is my best professional military advice.
Speaking on NBC, General David Petraeus says he has some room for maneuver when it comes to the U.S. pullout on Afghanistan. General Petraeus says the president will give troops more time in Afghanistan if the general requests it. The deadline for the withdrawal of troops is July of next year. The United Nations Security General, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is asking the international community to step up and help Pakistan. So far, the UN has received only 20% of the $460 million it says it needs to help the country's flood victims. Bill Berger from USAID is using dozens of helicopters to help ferry aid to some of the worst affected areas.
We've blown in commodities, water treatment units, plastic sheeting, water bladders, concrete cutting saws, all of the types of material that aren't available in the local market.
The UN estimates that the country's record-breaking floods are now affecting 20 million people.
China is now the world's second largest economy after the U.S. The spot was held by Japan, but second quarter figures show Japan's economy growing at just under half of 1%. And the Gulf shrimp season is now underway. It's the first commercial season since the Gulf oil spill. Shrimp fishermen are already reporting lower shrimp prices from last season. Meanwhile, BP engineers are finishing off the relief well, at least one of them, that will permanently plug the Gulf of Mexico oil leak. The well is expected to be finished this week. California's Highway Patrol is investigating a Mojave Desert car race that turned deadly. On Saturday, a race driver swerved into a crowd of spectators, killing 8 and injuring 12 people. The driver of the truck has not been charged.
Legendary actress Zsa Zsa Gabor is critically ill. She was hospitalized bleeding and in pain on Friday. The 93-year-old star has been read her last rites. And the average price of regular gas has gone up around 4 cents in the last 3 weeks. The Lundberg survey tracks gas prices and reports the average price of gas is now $2.77.
Although Shirley Lundberg said that price is expected to, that 4 cents is going to drop right away again as early as next week.
Summer weekend. Watch it carefully. Let's check the markets now. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 10,303. The S&P opens at 1079 and the NASDAQ opens at 2173. Later on in this program, we will complete our do-it-yourself checkup series when we answer your health questions with the Newsweek health editor, Kate Daly.
And, you know, all this morning we're continuing this conversation about whether or not you should change your name when you get married, and I'm not just talking to the women. One listener writes to us, I had a hard time when it came to changing my name. My last name is Spanish. My husband's is Irish. I didn't want to lose part of my heritage, although my mother's Swedish heritage is nowhere in my name. I decided to get rid of my middle name and move my birth name into that spot, then take my husband's last name. No hyphens, and I get to keep all of it. That is Olivia from Brooklyn. Olivia, you are one of many. We had a listener also who said she kept her name because both hers and her husband's names were Irish.
Fair to say you're a little interested in this since you just got married?
I just got married, but, you know, I had no idea it was that big of a deal. I didn't even think about it this much. You know, I didn't realize it was that big of a deal for a lot of people.
And you're still Celeste Headley.
I am still Celeste Headley on the air anyway, but I signed Celeste Headley Sandora on my kids' permission slips.